First Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to read just one verse, but then we'll be reading a whole lot of other verses after that. But this is where we want to begin. This will kind of give our template of where we're heading with this message. First Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. It reads, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are thankful for this day, Lord, that we can come to fellowship together. We thank you for this weekend that we have, where we're especially reminded of being thankful unto you, Lord. We just pray you would help us to appreciate its importance. So easily, Lord, we can forget all the many blessings that you've given us, Lord, and help us to remember and to thank you each day. And just pray you'd bless your people this morning, Lord, as we look into your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And I was actually doing a bit of studying on Canadian history of Thanksgiving, and I always kind of thought that we just sort of copied the Americans and just put it on a different day. But I actually found that the first Thanksgiving service ceremony that was ever held was by Martin Frobisher in Newfoundland in 1578. That he was thanking the Lord not for a harvest. He was thankful that he made it back safely from trying to find the Northwest Passage. That we know through history there were several that didn't make it back, and he was thankful for that. And there is usually, especially with the first settlements in Quebec, that there was always during the fall there was a celebration for the Lord allowing them to survive another year, because if you know the history, it was always so rough for them. And it wasn't until 1957 that it was actually proclaimed to be on October 2nd. And we understand that there was some different traditions from America that was brought by the United Empire Loyalists after the American Revolution. But it was something that it became a part of Canadian life back in the 1800s, and it was celebrated each year. And it was actually after World War I, it was kind of celebrated on the same day as Armistice Day. But then after 1931, what happened is they separated. Now we have Remembrance Day and then Thanksgiving. But it is something that, it is a specific day that we have to thank the Lord for all that He's done, that we primarily think of it, that it's thanking the Lord for the harvest, especially being in a farming community. And I know this year, again, we can be so thankful, especially when we think of a few months back when we didn't have any rain and it looked so bad. But I know talking with different people that they're getting 60 bushels of the acre on different land, and it's just been such a blessing to see that. But it is something that we want to remember as a Christian, that the day of Thanksgiving is not the only day of the year that we should be giving thanks. That it is actually, as we see from the Scriptures, it should be something that is a daily practice in our lives, that it's supposed to be part of our lives. We see this in Colossians, if you turn there with me. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Colossians 2, 6 and 7 reads, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." That we are to continue in what we have been taught, and we are to abound therein with thanksgiving. We see in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. That we are to be a thankful people to the Lord, that it is to be a part of our lives as a Christian, that it's as we praise the Lord that we're thanking Him each day. We see even that it's supposed to be part of our prayer life. In Colossians 4, verse 2, it says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That we're thanking the Lord for the answers that He has given, and we have that same expectation that as He has answered prayers in the past, so He will answer them in the future. And we think of that as well, as it says in Philippians, that we're to be careful for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God, that it's to be a part of our prayer life. We understand as well that it's to be a part of our worship when we come before the Lord, that as we praise Him, that we offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving as well. We see this in many places in the Psalms. We also see it in Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13, verse 15, it says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And we see, as we study the Scriptures, as we study someone that is a Christian, someone that's passed from death unto life, that it should characterize us that we are a thankful people. And, of course, we know that as humans, that it can be very easy for us to lose sight of that things happen, and sometimes we can grumble and complain, but we want to realize that if we fail to be thankful, that the one that we're hurting the most is ourselves. We see, first of all, through the Scriptures, that when we fail to be thankful, that it first of all displeases the Lord. We see this in Numbers chapter 11. And of course, we look at the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness, and all the times that they complained, and they were so quick to forget the blessings of God, that He delivered them from sin, or delivered them from slavery. And God had given them manna, and then they got tired of it. They wanted something else. And it says in Numbers 11, verse 1, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and His anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. That we realize that whenever we complain, the Lord doesn't send fire down upon us, but it is something we realize that displeases Him. And it's something that we understand. I'm sure any of you mothers, that you've spent several hours cooking a good meal, and you have it all ready, and you put it before the kids, and they turn up their nose and they won't even taste it. They won't even try it. They just automatically think that it's going to be gross, when you know that it tastes good and they'll love it. And how frustrating that can be. And it's something that we think of with the Lord, that He has given us so much. He's our Father, and we should be thankful, and when we're not, that it is displeasing to Him, and it's a sad thing to Him, and because He is worthy of honor, He is worthy of gratitude. We know everything that we have comes from Him, and so we don't want to lose sight of all that He has done for us. And we want to understand that a lack of thankfulness, a lack of gratitude for us, it opens us up in many ways to the devil's temptations. And we see this illustrated very clearly with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 2 and 3. That we think of the Garden of Eden, that it was well watered, that there are all these different trees to partake of. It says in Genesis 2, verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And so you think of all the trees that would have been in the Garden of Eden. You think apple trees and pears and plums and peaches and It'd be huckleberries and Saskatoons and just such a great variety that they could, for us just to think to have one of those trees, that how much we would enjoy that. And to have all of these trees that you can eat as much as you want, that you never have to think they're just two people on earth and they had all this abundance, they didn't have to share it with anyone else. And there's so much to choose from. They could eat a different thing each day for probably a month. And yet we see that the devil gets to him and he says, he's withholding from you. This tree, he's not allowing you to eat. You're missing out. He's got something that he's withholding from you. And the fact was is that the Lord didn't let them partake because he said, the day that thou shalt eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. That he gave them such an abundance of blessings for them to enjoy, and yet they were wanting that one tree that he said no to. And that's sometimes what can happen in our own lives. And the devil kind of gets our minds all twisted that we ignore the abundant blessings that the Lord has for us to enjoy, and we seek after that one thing that is forbidden to us, even though it's forbidden to us for our own good. And so we want to learn to be careful in that the devil can twist our minds into thinking that the Lord is somehow being cruel to us or something, but when we really look at it, we see the abundance that he has given. And then we also understand that ungratefulness, a lack of thankfulness, that it can lead to other sins. We see this in Romans chapter 1. And this is speaking of those who hold the truth in right unrighteousness, that they have the evidence is clearly seen, that they should understand who God is, that they are without excuse. But it says, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And you think of that, how with the children of Israel, how they had seen the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire, they had seen all the miracles of the Lord, but then they said when Moses was up in the mat, well, make us gods. They had to make a calf that they could bow down and worship, that they turned to wickedness. And so we see how it says that they neither were thankful, and that that we can be amazed how far away from God we can get when we start not to be thankful as we ought to be. And so we understand in the negative perspective the truth of that verse where it says that we are to in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That is what God wants for us. And we understand that as Christians we want to be in the center of God's will. That's where the blessings will be. That if we, the farther we wander away, the more the Lord has to chasten us. A lot of things can happen to us that are not good. And as Christians, we want to be in the center of His will. And so, for us to be thankful, to become a thankful people, often we have to fight against our own flesh that's always complaining and feeling sorry for itself, but we want to get the proper perspective and realize that there is a great deal for us to be thankful to God for. And the first, if there was nothing else in our life to be thankful for, would be this, and that is our salvation. We see this in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And we can remember that each day, that we think of where we were in our lives, where we were headed, just the emptiness we had before we came to the Lord, and how someone shared with us the gospel, and that we came and we trusted in Christ as Savior, how it changed our life forever, and how God would be willing, even though we were yet sinners, we were enemies of God, that He would send His only Son to die in our place, to pay for our sins so that we could live with Him forever in heaven. That it is something that we can and should always be thankful for, that each day that we remember where our, we just get a thought of where our lives would be if it wasn't for the Lord, if it wasn't for what Christ has done in our lives. We can also be thankful for other believers. We see this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. First Thessalonians 1, 2, and 3, it says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father." And it is something that when we, as Christians, that we can seek to study the Word ourselves, we can seek to try to be kind of on our own and maintain things, but when we have fellowship and we know of other believers that are staying faithful, then that can we can encourage one another. It can be iron sharpening iron, that we hear of one that's doing well, and it strengthens us. We're glad of it, and that's it is such a blessing to have that. And I know for Malia and I, how much of a blessing it is to have all of you that have been here for us. That we were ready to. We've heard of many people that when they start a church, that it's just the husband preaching to his wife and kids for the first 10 years, and it is such a blessing each and every one of you that has been coming. It's because it just to be able to share in your lives, be encouraged. By your faithfulness, it is a real blessing to us. And so there is much that we can be thankful for, even as a church, of just how the Lord has blessed. I know of this one fellow that he's been pastoring a church for, I think, close to 20 years, and they still aren't in a building yet. And we're soon to be in one. And it's just it's amazing what the Lord can do, and we are very thankful for his working in this community already. And we can also be thankful for God's provision, all that He has given us. It says in 1 Timothy 6:17 that He has given unto all men all things richly to enjoy. And we think of that, how there's so many blessings that we have, and that they all come from Him, that we even we think of how He could have made life so simple for us. He said, "Well, there's just one thing for you to eat. This is the only thing you eat. You always have to eat it." But yet He gives us such an abundance of flavors and textures that we can enjoy. You think that He could have made the world just in black and white, and it still would have been beautiful. But yet He gave it so many different colors. They're just such an abundance, such a variety. There's so many things that we can enjoy. And in our own nation, we are very blessed with all the many things that we have. We think even of our previous generation, of our fathers, of what they grew up with, and what our kids are growing up with now. That there has been such a change, such a advancement. And sometimes it's funny. I saw a clip of this one guy. He was flying, and they had high speed internet on the flight, and this is like the newest thing. But then there was a bit of a glitch, and it wasn't working. And the guy next to him was complaining that he didn't have high speed internet on the plane. And the guy just wanted to just say to the guy, "It's like you're on a chair in the sky. You're doing all these things. Like, what you got the wrong perspective. This is not something to complain about. This is, you should be just saying, 'Wow, this is so cool just to be up here.' You shouldn't be all upset about it." And so we realize that He has given us so many great things, and we realize as well that sometimes He gives so much, when if we took stock of it, we'd realize, "Well, I don't really deserve this." That We know that He sends the rain on the just and the unjust. And we know that how it says in Romans 2, verse 4, how the goodness of God, how it leads us to repentance. That sometimes when men do evil, and you would think, well, God's just going to send their judgment on them, going to ruin their life, but then something good happens in their life. And the Lord uses that to bring them to repentance. They see, well, I've been so against God, I've been fighting Him, and yet He gives me this blessing. How wonderful the Lord is in that way. That it, if He replenished us according to all that we have done for Him, we wouldn't have much. But He just gives us so much out of His love. And it is such a blessing to see that. And we also can be thankful for the victory that He gives in our lives. We see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It says, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, that we can have victory over sin, we can, different struggles that we have, we can be more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We see in 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 14, it says, Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. That He gives us victory. That times when we're down, things that we struggle with, things that have had a hold of our life for years, that He can break us free from those things. How blessing, much of a blessing that it is that He does that in our life. And so we see that there is much to be thankful for. But we see that verse how it says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And we see also it's given further in Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 20 it says, Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is something that we think about. There are many things to be thankful, but sometimes in our lives we run into difficult times. Where things happen, there's disappointments, discouragements. Sometimes it just seems that the bottom has totally fallen out of our lives. And yet, we see Paul saying, well, in everything give thanks. And we wonder, well, how can I do that? I want to be in the will of God, I want to be thankful, but I just don't see how I can do that in this situation. But it's something that we want to realize, that Paul said this, and it is the Word of God, and it is possible. And it's a blessing to know that it's coming from the hand of Paul that wrote this. That we think of Paul's life, that his life was not a bed of roses at all. We look at his life, that just different things that happened, where he was shipwrecked, he was stoned, he was beaten with rods. We read in many different places of just different things that would have been such a hard thing for him to face. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 of how he asked Timothy to come to him and said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. And others had departed, and only Luke was with him. And we see also that in verse 16 it says, At my first answer no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. And there's just so much that he dealt with. And you would think for him to say this, so how can he say this? How could he learn to do that? And we see from the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, there we see Philippians 4:11, Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how, both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And it was something that Paul learned, that sometimes he had great times, he had abundance, and he would enjoy it. But then other times he was hungry, he suffered need, but yet he was still thankful for what he had. He looked at it that he was content no matter what he had on this earth. That he learned to handle it well. And we understand, of course, that if we have the right mindset, the right perspective, that there is always something that we can find to be thankful for, even in the darkest of situations. And sometimes it isn't for a few years afterward till we realize its importance and what we can be thankful for. I remember once I worked, this was several years ago, my job, first job I had when I was out in BC was I was a caretaker for these apartment buildings. And one of the jobs I had was I went up on the roof of the building with a power snake, and I ran the snake down all the stacks in the apartment to clean out all the sludge and everything else that had gathered over many years. And I kept pulling it up, and it was kind of a gross job, and it was kind of cold that day, but I got it done. It was put in 8 hours, and it was like, okay, I'm tired and I was starting to come down with the cold, and I just wanted to kind of have something to eat, go to bed, and I just about kind of getting my clothes changed, and knock comes on the door and hear what had happened. One of the places where I put it down, I remember that I couldn't get down all the way, and they thought, well, I did the best I could, but what happened is I dislodged something that was in the pipe and it fell down and totally plugged off this stack, and that their sinks were overflowing, so I had to go out and try to fix this. And the owner of the apartments came too, and this one fellow, it was plugged up in the third floor, and the second floor, the guy had a backflow valve, which was a good thing. It didn't back up into his place, but we were looking at it, and I just kind of thought, well, what'll happen if I push on this backflow valve, see if it might release the pressure or something, and it certainly did. It went all over my face. The owner, he just kind of turned to go and grab something, and he turned back, and I was completely covered in this black gunk. But even in that, it was something I could be thankful because I didn't have my mouth open when it happened. And so there is always something that we can, we might have to try hard, but there is always something that we can be thankful for. But we want to realize also that no matter what we go through, that we can be thankful for it in the end. Even though we don't understand it, we may understand it better and by, but we know what Paul says in Romans 8, verse 28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And that we understand that when it says all things, that there's nothing excluded. And when we're to be thankful in all things and for all things, that nothing is excluded. And it's because all things work together for good. That the good times and the bad times, and we realize the purpose that God has for our life as Christians is to be conformed to His image. That we're to become like Him. And sometimes we hope that the Lord can just kind of teach us the lessons and train us just the easy way without having to go through trials, but He knows that there's some things that we have to learn that we can learn no other way than through difficult times. We think of Job and the difficulties he went through, and that there was lessons for him to learn. Even though he was a good and an upright man, that there is still the Lord wanted him to become more like Himself. And so he allowed him to go through these difficulties for his own good. And we want to understand that no matter what we go through, that we can be thankful that the Lord is going through it with us, that He's right there. He's not going to leave us or forsake us. And we can be thankful that whatever the trial may be, that He's using the trial to make us into His image. We see, and if you turn with me to Psalm 138, Psalm 138, it says in verse 7, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands." And that's what we realize, that our life are the works of the Lord's hands, that He will perfect that which concerneth us, that He's going to be with us. We know the psalmist says elsewhere that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, that He has His presence with us, and that He's going to work in us, and that it may be hard to get through it, but we want to learn to fulfill the Lord's will for our life, to be thankful. And it says in 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." And so, as we learn God's purpose in difficulties, as we realize that He wants us to be a thankful people, and even when things are difficult, that we learn to do that, that we honor Him, we glorify Him, and He blesses us for that, that thanksgiving should be on the lips of us as His people, that when we take stock, that we count our blessings, we just get an idea and we realize God has been so good to me in everything that He has done, that we think of that, that we make a list of all that He has done, and that we always realize that even though we don't understand things sometimes, that the Lord, He loves us, and He knows what He's doing, He's in control, and it will be for our good in the end, even though we don't understand it now. So may the Lord help each of us, that we would learn to be thankful for the good times and the bad times, when we're full or when we suffer need, so that He might be glorified and that He might continue to bless us as His people. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You once again for all Your goodness, Lord. There is such an abundance that You have given us, Lord, and we are so thankful for that, Lord. We pray You would help us to continue to have the right attitude, Lord, and never lose sight of Your goodness, and to be a thankful people, Lord, and glorify Your name. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's stand once more, and we'll turn to hymn number 122 and sing, "O God, Our Help," hymn 122.